don't we dance anymore? I'm not okay with that. And why don't we laugh anymore? I'm not okay with that. Oh, years go by like stones on a rushing wall. We only know, we only know when it's gone. Oh, years go by like stones on a rushing wall. We only know, we only know when it's gone. Yeah, when it's gone.
Know what it's like to grow up with somebody that is smarter and more artistic than you. Not as good looking, but my brother is an artistic one in his family. He writes a lot of the good songs that Need to Breathe gets to play, and also has the vision for all the art stuff that we do. And I mean, he literally, I think, said to the light guy when he saw all this stuff, it was all his idea. So out of thin air, he was like, I just wanted to look like a sound wave behind us. And here you go. Yeah, it's cool. He writes a lot of the songs in a closet in his house. And I'm being totally serious, he does. because he says a smaller space is good for him. And he brings us these demos, and a lot of times the demos are really weird at first. Great songs, but like sound super weird and trippy. And this song we're about to play, he's playing this thing called a mandola over here, which is like a mandolin, but it's longer and deeper. And before he had that, he just tuned a mandolin down, and it sounded like crap. And he played us this demo for the song, and we were like, well, that's cool song and everything, but we're going to change that sound, obviously, some point. And then we fell in love with the thing. 5 or 6 months later, we're like, well, maybe we're going to keep it. And then when Bo got rich and famous from his modeling career.
That's true.
Not everything we say tonight is going to be true. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that. So y'all can just loosen up if you're feeling like judging us. But he bought this thing or had it made, and just for that song that we're going to play, and ended up writing a lot of really good songs, really big songs for us. So just imagine when you hear a hit song from Need to Breathe. You know, Bo wrote it in his bedroom and closet with that little thing right there.